What's good? It's Ozman the Wizard.
And Naima.
This is not another
damn podcast.
Presented by
our damn selves.
So 361.
361.
Yeah. Getting it in. What's good, kid?
Nothing much. Just still staying busy with these. We're doing stuff with like the kids and everything.
Oh, before we go there, I gotta say happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Mexicano brothers and sisters. Yeah. As we record this, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. So, and the day after for all my Star Wars fans, may the fourth be with you. So, yeah. Big weekend for Star Wars and Cinco de Mayo.
I got to post May the 4th be with you. Somebody posted, they was like, who put this in the month of May? Just go. They was like, rent, bills, Cinco de Mayo, May the 4th be with you, Memorial Day. There was like, all this money we're spending in the month of May. Like, who decided to put all this stuff in May? Mother's Day. It was like, you do spill, and then if you have like kids, then like if you're
I'm about to say Beast's birthday. gotta throw Beast in there.
You do spend a lot of money in May. You do start spending.
I ain't spending money on Beast, but I get what you're saying.
And you get ready for like if you are a person who likes to garden and do things like that, so that you're trying to set up your backyard.
That's what that babe doing that. Yeah, she's because she's planning. She's getting her Juanita from Baby Boy on. She's starting a vegetable garden.
The older I get Juanita's garden now. As a mom.
Yeah, she's
I understand that garden.
Got her tomatoes, her peppers. She's getting the greens. She's like she's getting her vegetable garden. I said, okay, that's what's up. Get your vegetables in.
I said I was going to do me like a plant box and get it together, but I'm just like I'm feeling lazy again. I'm like maybe I'll do it next. But maybe I just need to do sports.
As we know, as Chicago sports fans, next year is our year. Next year is your year.
Next year is my year.
As a Chicago sports fan, that's our motto.
Well, but to my defense, I've only been in my house now a year and a half, so yeah. It's like
not like coming up on 40 like the Bears. It'll be 40 years next year with the Bears. It's been 25 for the Bulls. It's like Bulls was 25 last year, so 98. Yes, it's
the only one who could really talk shit is the Sky and the Cubs.
Cubs are coming up on 10 years, so they can't talk shit all that much longer.
It's not some shit, though.
Up on 10, no, yeah. Fox been 20, yeah. When you get 10 in, yeah, that's when you shut the fuck up then. It's okay, that's 10 years ago.
The Cubs and the Sky are the only ones who can have some bragging.
Yeah, the Sky is like, come on. No, nothing against it, but yeah, you reach in there. It's like, but it is some WNBA fans out there, but you reach.
I'll give it to the Cubs, though, because it's like they didn't win for over 100 years. So, I mean, hey.
It counts. It's like you might get a little more mileage out of that because of it. As 2016, that was that year, because it's like the Cavs won the NBA title that same year. Mm-hmm. So like that one meant more than like certain, like not all championships are created equal. Like, yeah, like the 2016, like pretty much all the teams that won in 16, it meant something.
The Disney World championship, I'm looking at you, the bubble championship. The bubble
title, yeah.
The bubble title, I'm looking at you, who don't mean as much.
And then, like, some did that with the 99 Spurs, the lockout title. Like, some people, like, the like certain ones, like, don't get, like, the same
you don't get the accolades.
Like, as
you don't. You don't.
But some of them.
Dallas titles. Went in 11. That was their year. Dallas went in 11. They get,
the accolades. Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki went through Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron and shit, and Wade. And he went through all of them on the way to the finals. Ended Brandon Roy. It's like that. Retired Brandon Roy. That was the last. Brandon Roy's knees went out after that. So retired Brandon Roy beat Kobe Bryant. Yeah. Kobe's last finals ever. It's like, last shot at winning the finals ever. It's like, that was it.
Where Phil Jackson punched Pau Gasol and lost his cool. He fucked
Be
you.
the young Durant, Westbrook, and Harden beat them. Yeah, like the young, right? And then beat LeBron, Wade, and Bosh in the finals. Like, so
Victory.
what a path. It's like what a path to the NBA
That's why,
final.
Dirk, we salute you. We salute Dirk. We salute him on that. They deserve their accolades.
Yeah, some titles, like I said, are special, yeah. Like the KD Warriors ones, like people like don't really count those. It's like, so not all of them are created equal. Yeah. People forget Kevin Durant is a two-time champion. You would think he never won shit the way people talk about his career. Because like people like almost don't count those. It's like when they say Durant choked again, like he got two rings,
He
but
got
like
two rings.
people almost don't count those because of because of how he won them. It's like not
Yeah.
all championships are the same. It's like yeah.
By the first Bulls championship,
Yeah,
91,
91
super
is
special.
yeah, that's the one. And to me, that's the one. It's like, oh, the others were like fine, but
You
91
swept
was the one.
the Pistons. That
And
was just
then beat Magic in five after that. It's like, yeah.
you swept. That was just the culmination. 'Cause when they beat, and it's like, okay, but now it's like the conference finals. Okay, you have to face the Pistons. They're your Achilles heel. You never going to beat the Pistons. Swept their ass out and caused them to walk off the court with 14 seconds left, not shake hands. Made their bitch asses walk off. Straight bitches, like Horace Grant said. Made them walk off the court.
And
And
then
you beat the Lakers in five.
Magic, yeah,
In
retired
five.
Magic. I know it's the HIV, but retired Magic, basically. He retired Magic and shit.
So that's why the Bulls' first championship in 91. Like, while that was over 30 years ago, we still be like, the first one, first Bulls championship, first one.
That one just saw him hit different. I remember
Did.
that. A young Oz, like, yeah, in high
And of
school.
course, the third one, Paxton for three, of course, you know,
Yeah,
that
no,
was.
the I said three and then four and six. It's like the others were like fun, but it never hit like
The
that
first
first one
one.
to me. It's like yeah.
That
Because
first
it was
one.
the Lakers too, and like for those that know me growing up, like I was a Lakers fan before I was a Bulls
Showtime.
fan. Yeah.
Showtime.
The Lakers are what got me into basketball, so
The
yeah.
magic with the passes,
That
you know?
was part, pun intended. That was like a passing the torch moment. Okay, like so now Jordan is officially like the GOAT. Like with that, but he's like because until he beat Magic, and then it's like okay, yeah, like hey, is he really the GOAT? Yeah, with no rings,
Yeah,
it's like
Isaiah and Magic, so yeah.
especially Magic. Yeah, the Bad Boys. Like I said, they were like fuck them, but
No,
yeah,
but I'm saying, but just like just
Magic. I'm
that
like okay, that was dope.
people kept on saying we
Yeah.
can't beat the Pistons, like, because the Pistons kept on being our roadblock. Just kept on like we couldn't beat the Pistons.
Yeah,
We just couldn't. We
Mike
couldn't
should have
beat
seven or eight, like if you could have got past some of them
We
Pistons.
couldn't beat the Pistons. We couldn't.
Should have like
It was just
seven.
like the wall.
Yeah.
But then once we broke through that wall, it's like, okay, they win the title. We knew it. They gonna win. They still gotta beat the Lakers. They gonna win. They beat the Pistons. They gonna win. Yeah, they
And
gonna
then they
win.
lost game one in the finals. It's like, uh-oh.
Ooh, he's like,
Here we go
ooh,
again.
started
It's
talking
like
that shit. Ooh.
yeah, can Michael win? Yeah, is Michael a win? Can he win a championship? This really happened in 91. I'm not making this up.
This was over
People
30
ask like
years ago,
legitimate
so.
questions. Yeah, can Michael win it? Yeah, he's exciting. Yeah, like
He puts up stats. He's
he puts up
exciting. He can
stats and
dunk.
he got cool shoes like the Jordans. But yeah, can this guy win a
Can he
championship?
actually win?
Yeah, that was a legit question.
Is
And
Michael Jordan a winner? That was the
91,
question. That was the
1991
legit
headlines.
question.
That was a legit headline in 91. But if, imagine if social media had been around then, Mike would have got buried and shit, like after that game one and shit. Can you imagine and shit? Chub,
Thankfully,
Mike
that
choking
didn't exist back
again.
then.
Just you beat the Bad Boys don't mean shit. It's like they would have buried like 1991. It's like yeah. Then they won four straight. So there you go.
Since we opened the door for basketball, like, I mean, we opened it with the
Might as
basketball.
well talk a little
We
playoffs.
could tap in. So we saw the report that TNT, their contract,
Ooh, yeah. Let's talk the business first before we get to the
contract is up. So
Yeah, it's been heavy negotiations going on
who
right
do you
now
think is
between
going to go and
TNT and
try
the
to get?
NBA. It's been heavy negotiations.
Who do you think is going to try to get the contract? If TNT's contract is up, who would try to get the contract?
Let me do it. Let me make it official. Get my pipes ready, so I got to do it right.
Me, 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 me.
If you That's guys right. are doing NBC, who lost the contract back over 20 years ago, like 2002 was when the last time the NBA was broadcast on NBC. That's when ABC and the overlords at Disney came and took that over. Yeah. They swooped in and took the. That's how the NBA is on ESPN and ABC now, because after the contract expired in 02, they took that contract over. So now TNT's TV rights are like on the line is And NBA has been on TV, TNT, what, since the early 90s or something like this? Like, long as I can remember, they've been on TNT. Like, you remember Elevator Ernie and all of that? They've been around, like, forever on TNT. Like, the early 90s, like I said. NBA on TNT been around a long time. Over 30 years.
Let's say. I put the NBA on NBC back just so I can have the intro. Can we still keep the intro if you guys get it? Please keep you have to be our age to like appreciate that. Like when we would go, we would be sitting up front with dad and Feast and Kareem, you know, and even mom would like hop in and watch some of those games. Even she would come in. So remember when you saw the little graphic trace, the peacock on the, and then you knew it was about to go down, the little graphic
they
trace.
They see all the shots like over the years, like.
They show Magic, they show Jordan, they show Bird, you know?
Like, showed, the spectacular move. I remember that was in the intro. Yeah, the spectacular move.
Well, they showed this, the shrug.
They tied it together. It was cool how they did the intro. They showed the spectacular move and they showed the shrug. So that's two different finals. But they made it look like he shrugged after the spectacular move, the way they edited it there. Oh, the spectacular move. And then they saw him shrug right after. Because that was actually two different games and two different finals. But the way they edited it, it looks like he shrugs after the spectacular move.
If you know the names, Marv Albert had a story.
We're going to break it down. But the names Marv Albert, Mike Fratello, Amar Rashad, Hannah Storm, and Bob Costas mean anything to you. That was the dream. Forget Magic and Bird and Jordan. That was the dream team. That was the dream team.
Forget Shapiro, Cochran, and Kardashian. That was the dream team.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the dream team.
That was the dream team.
Same thing I just mentioned. That was the dream team. Yeah, Marv. Marv's your play-by-play. You have Mike is the color the analyst. Yeah, you got Ahmad and Hannah. They do sideline. And Bob Cost is up in the booth. He's like, call it over there. He's like, hosting it on.
If those names mean anything to you, your knees are probably popping right now because you over this hill. If those names mean anything to you.
Got a little gray right up in here.
Yeah, up in here.
Missing something up in here, which I got both. Missing something here. Got some gray here.
Knees are definitely popping for me. But I would want them to bring it back. It's just some fond memories. And like we always say, people know what they're doing with
you these. You know what fired up we were when we just mentioned all of that. Just singing a song, we got pumped. It's like,
these openings, they know exactly what they're
doing. Yeah. It makes you want to watch sports. I used to joke about that with shout out Leon Rogers. We used to joke about that all the time. They definitely, you might be thinking about sports, but you would hear them. Now you want to watch football all of a sudden. I feel like watching some football.
Fox does have the best opening, the best. Best theme though for football. Oh,
the NFL on Fox.
Fox does have the best.
You look
Monday Night Football is good too.
Football got the best. They got the three best ones. Yeah. You got that one, you got Monday night, and then you got the CBS one.
The CBS one is good too.
It's like those. They all get you hyped, all of those. And then the NBA got some, like you mentioned, the NBA on NBC. And TNT, they got a pretty iconic one.
Because what I picture when I see that, I picture the people coming out. When Kyle Kuzma had on the dodo from...
They saw him walking in the building.
He had that dodo outfit on from Looney. You know the dodo, like the crazy dress dodo. He came dressed with that, where Russell Westbrook comes dressed in some bullshit all the time, you know. It's like that's what you picture when you hear the
TNT. We see the TNT squad. It's Shaq, then Ernie, then EJ, and then Chuck all the way on the end, like, sitting there.
The see them sitting there at the panel.
Yeah.
And how Ernie keeps a straight face with those dudes? Oh, he got patience. Ernie got patience with dealing with them three sometimes. He has the best patience in this
Yeah.
world.
So people are saying if TNT loses that contract, you gotta bring those guys over to
Of
NBC. You
course.
have to hire. You gotta
They ain't
bring
losing. They're
you
not
gotta bring
losing.
inside the NBA. That's part of the contract. Yeah, you must retain. You must bring this show over
And that's
to
just inside the
NBC.
NBA or NBC. It's
Yeah,
just that now.
yeah.
Just
You
change the
must
letters
bring
around a
them. You
little.
must bring them over with them. They
They're
have to
not
be
in Goku
part.
to
They
do
have to
that.
be part of the package.
Oh, you know, Shaq is a businessman. Shaq is like, he'll
Oh,
drop
you
his
know
own
Shaq,
contract.
he
Shaq will drop his own damn
will be
contract. He's a businessman.
NBA on NBC. Yeah, you know Big Man Shaq's coming over.
But I'm excited.
Rest in peace to the late Craig Sager. He was part of the TNT family for years,
I still want to
decades.
find those Craig Sager Air Force Ones. I still want to find some. I want
Yeah.
some sneaker ones. I still want some of those.
I wonder if it might have been a special release, like I'm not idea, yeah, because I know it came around when he died. I wonder if
Yeah.
like some of the proceeds went to like cancer
Went
research.
to the Cancer Foundation. It should have.
I wonder if it was like a fundraiser. Like I
It
don't
definitely
know.
should have. It
Yeah.
definitely should have
I
been
know
doing.
those were a limited release, like and I don't know if Nike might have donated something. Yeah, that would have made
Because I
if they
really
did,
wanted
that'd
some of
make
those Sagers. I wanted some of those Sager ones. I really
but
wanted those.
Kenny had them on right after he died. He had some on the show, yeah, on the
And
panel.
that's when I was like, I want those. That's why I want those. That's why I can't eat with them on.
Yeah, you gotta bring Shaq and the Fool. All of that gotta come with it. Shaq and the
Boo.
Fool. No
Shopping.
JaVale McGee references no more. We saw what happened that last time. Yeah,
When the mama had to step in, you know it's serious. When
the mamas
black
both had
mamas
to.
don't play.
Especially
We don't play as black
Shaq's mama.
women.
She had to say, okay, knock it off.
Think Shaq's mom is still like, I think Shaq's mom would be the one who said, you still not old enough or big enough to, I'll put you over my knee. She said, like, she
Shaq's
put
mom was
Shaq
like
over her knee.
she'll grab a house shoe in a second, you know. She wanted to buy him a little bit of a house shoe and shit. She wanted him to be like, yeah, I got something for you. That's Shaq's mama. He whip out that
Mama
house
don't
shoe.
play, better not mess with her. Shoot. But yeah, but the deal is for 2.6 billion that
So now,
he is going they had in.
ball is in your court, TNT. Like, yeah, what's your counter move and shit? Because that's NBC's offer. So,
So we'll be watching like this, like a tennis match. It'd be
yeah.
that's
You
how I'll be
know
watching. Like
Turner don't want to lose that contract. I'm pretty
they
sure that's their
don't.
biggest show is the NBA. It's like that's their biggest thing. Like the highest rated shows are probably all the
Turner got
NBA.
some long money, but
They
like
got long money, but
we
they
see
fighting with
that
NBC does
the
too.
NBC because after that Peacock, they made that football money with the Peacock stuff.
Yeah, you
Like
know, they got football rights. Yeah, I think that's how the I think NBC might have stole because and I'm old enough to remember when NFL aired on TNT back. I mean they had like so I'm thinking that's the Sunday night games. So they might have stole that from NBC. Like yeah, I mean NBC might have stole that from Turner, but so I just had a thought right now. Yeah, I remember back in the early 90s. I remember the NFL airing on
Interesting.
TNT. So maybe and like they probably like took the Sunday night games and put them on NBC. So is history gonna repeat itself? Will they take the NBA
Interesting.
contract now too? So very interesting.
But as old millennials and Xers, we welcome back the NBA on NBC.
You got
If
on
not, just do it for
like the
us.
late like the
Old
late
people.
Robin Harris said his pops and house party. You grew up on it,
We
yeah.
grew up on it.
You grew up on it, yeah.
That's some of my best memories as a kid watching the Bulls with that on NBA or
Just
NBC.
the way they
That's the
presented
best
it was
memory.
bad because the NBA was
Definitely.
on CBS back before and it was just it was dull as fuck compared to the NBC coverage. Hey,
You
NBC
see my
gave the
face,
NBA flavor.
like you see.
The NBC gave them flavor and shit is and now what's the people kind of say like it's not as bad as the 80s and the CBS, but ABC's coverage is kind of dull compared to what the NBA compared to TNT, theirs is dull. I mean, yeah. Like TNT has the better presentation of NBA basketball. ABC is cool, but it's not that TNT is just a better presentation, which is what the NBC had the better presentation. Like certain like we though we like the sports, certain we like certain presentations. Like the NFL on Fox, the best presentation. But against NBC and ABC and CBS or Amazon, whatever.
It's basically It's basically sauteed spinach versus collard greens, basically. That's what it is. Like,
The
spinach is
presentation is
good.
what
Like,
it is.
sauteed spinach, okay, that's fine. But some collard greens with smoked turkey, okay.
Or I call well like Chick-fil-A versus Harold's and shit.
Thank
Chick-fil-A is
you.
cool and shit, but yeah, don't hit like Harold's. No, damn
You want
it.
some mild sauce and a
Yeah,
sick
you'll
food.
eat Chick-fil-A like you'll watch the NBA on ESPN. No, yeah, but ain't like ain't nothing like that TNT garbage.
Being a
So, yeah.
hero.
Yeah,
Shout
that's Harold's.
out to Angel Reese, who went to Harold's. They
Yeah,
took
she
it
went. She
in.
started out Harold. Yeah, unlike Wale, who said it was overrated. Angel Reese said, "You know, like her. You know, her Chicago people said we got. I gotta take you here." They you know they told her she might not. She might have never even heard of Harold. He
They
said,
took her
we
immediately.
gotta take you here. Like, come here. You have to have this chicken." You know they were telling.
They took her to Harold's and she said, this is
She's
delicious.
like, she said that shit hit and shit.
It's delicious. So now I want to know what was her dare? What'd she get? Did she get
Yeah, that would have been my
you?
question. What'd you get? And definitely did was it mild or hot? Yeah, so we got
Mild and hot. Well, my
this
thing, I do both. I do mild and hot on
my
mine. I like
team
to
mild
mix
sauce right
mine.
here, baby.
I do mild and hot. I do
Mild
both.
sauce and lemon pepper, baby. Let's go.
No lemon pepper, mild sauce and hot. No
Let's
bread, no slaw. That's what I do on mine.
no slaw, but I take the bread because I gotta put my fries on the bread. See the soggy bread and shit, yeah. And when you put your sauce in, you got the soggy piece of
Had the
bread.
stock and you got put it, you make a fry
Put
sandwich.
that bread on there and shit. The surprise on that soggy bread. Slap. Now I'm hungry and shit. God damn
It's a, and then people
it.
probably like what the hell are you guys talking about? It's a Chicago thing.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Who likes soggy bread? Like trust. Like
So
get
now,
your
play on the universe, Harold. Can we get an endorsement, Harold?
They're brought to you
Can
by
we
our
get?
damn selves and Harold's. Let's go, man. Yeah.
We get it. We get an endorsement.
Part of the contract, we gotta get free Harold's. It's like in the contract. Free Harold. Part of the damn contract. But
We can shift like so we had to do the business side, but now the playoffs are
yeah,
actually a little bit.
we headed into the second round. Shout out Jameer Nelson.
Jameer
Now we actually are
Nelson.
seeing some teams in the second round. It's like, yeah, see you in the second round. Atlanta said,
You know
they Marseille Martin that shit. Like, yeah,
the question for Elsa.
Marseille, a young Marseille, they did that. Like,
It ain't over till it's over.
yeah, let's pull up the bracket. Or the as we stand now, the Cinco de Mayo edition of the bracket. Yeah.
The
Where we
Cinco
at?
de Mayo, as
Okay.
we record this on
Shout
Sunday.
out. Okay. So the Western Conference is done. Yeah.
Yeah, they're
So one
set.
more Eastern Conference game out there. So let's start out West and shit. Yeah. Thunder swept the Pelicans. No surprise there. Sorry, Zion. Sorry, Brandon Ingram is like, they out of there. Yeah. Yeah, we had the Mavericks beating the Clippers, which I predicted. That's one I thought it would go seven, but they actually closed in six though.
Yeah. I think I predicted Mavericks to be. I
I
had to
think
look
I
back and
said
see.
Mavericks in seven because I thought that would be a long series. Cause
I thought I look back and see like
Clippers do got some they got
they got
some
some firepower.
have a big three, got their ass. Some say four if you count Westbrook. Some people don't count him. It's like yeah, but they do have a legit big three. Yeah, with Kawhi, Paul George, and Harden. It's like yeah, so they
Yeah.
got a legit three. It's like yeah, another surprise, Timberwolves sweeping the Suns. I knew the Timberwolves would win. I didn't see a sweep there though.
Yeah.
So people. That's why I say people are questioning KD's legacy because.
He has two rings already.
Yep, he got two. Yeah, he won. We got people almost don't count because like, the Warrior rings. Oh, we don't count those. It's like,
Still one.
yeah. And then another non-surprise, which I think we both said
I
Nuggets in
said we
five.
predicted that. We said five because I said
I think we
LeBron's not
both
going to get
said
swept
Nuggets. I
2 years
say
in a
Nuggets
row.
swept 2 years in a
He's
row.
not going to get swept 2 years in a row. He does have some pride about him. He's not going to get swept 2 years in a row. He's
LeBron
not.
James is not getting swept 2 years in a row. He probably said it just
I
like.
predicted that the.
Now the question is, before we head east, like the big question now is, have we seen the last of LeBron James? His contract is up with the Lakers. He's a free agent. Is he gonna come back 1 year to live out the dream to play with Bronny, who's entering the draft this year? Or is LeBron just say, fuck it, I'm done? It's like, yeah, like what's
It could go either way.
what happens
It's
now?
really a 50-50.
Yeah.
It depends on how much he really wants to play with his son. Because, I mean, this is a
Like,
child.
and he timed it perfectly. Now he's which I know LeBron's smart. He's a businessman. He
He
timed
is. He's a
it. So now
businessman.
he's just sitting wait to see who drafts Bronny and just sign with that team.
Just sign with them, yeah.
So yeah, Bulls draft him. I'm just saying.
Nah. We already tried that once with LeBron coming here. Nah.
Yeah, Ronnie, he will come here. It's better than what they're doing now, but
It'll be funny then. So there are all the people who hate LeBron here. Now you have to cheer for him.
walking around
Which
with
you
your
can
number,
do for me.
with your LeBron jersey on and shit.
I would just laugh at shits and giggles. Like, what you call him, LeChoke and LaBish the other day? Now you go, Brian. We can go deep in the playoffs. Now you on his dick now. Okay. So that wasn't attractive
Think
years
even
and years
with
for me.
LeBron is still a fucking play-in team, but that's what
It
it's like.
is.
With him,
It
it'd be like the Lakers. It's like
might be an 8 seed or a
a
7 seed.
better play-in team. It'd be like
Yeah,
the
a 7 or 8 seed,
right.
but not a 10. We'd be a 7 or 8.
So out west, the semis are set out west.
Yeah.
Thunder and Mavericks, and then Timberwolves Nuggets. Yeah, so let's do some predictions here. This could be good either way. Like,
Okay.
woo, they bomb. Wow. So Minnesota took that game once. So they
Yeah, they
already
stole it. I was watching that last night. They
stole, yeah.
stole that.
Because I want to say, like, until you beat the champs, like, yeah, because Nuggets are still the defending
They're still
champs.
the
So it's
defending
hard to
champ.
go against them. But the Timberwolves are looking, they're looking pretty solid right now.
And Joker is still Joker.
Yeah.
Joker is still
Yeah,
Joker.
who could win his third MVP this year? We don't know who's winning the MVP. But some are saying Edwards could win the MVP. Which was
Yeah,
like,
Edwards was playing out his mind last night. He was playing out his mind.
we got another possible MVP candidate in the other bracket we're going to mention. Yeah.
Like he had 25, and the rest of the team had like 14 or like 15. He had like 25 of the 40 points. Like he was going off. He was, yeah, going off.
Fuck it. I'm just like, you gotta make bold predictions. Like, you can't, we ain't scared on this podcast. Yeah. Fuck it. Nuggets and seven. Fuck it.
Nuggets and six.
Oh, okay. You even bolder than me.
Because my thing is, you can get punched
Well, it's we both with Nuggets bolder than Denver. I ain't a bad
in the.
MC with a temper. Let's go, man. We
The
both are
reason why
bold.
I say it is because you make your adjustments. You they came and
I just
stole
got a
game one.
squad. Like I said, Joker, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, Aaron Gordon, they got a
Aaron Gordon,
squad.
make your adjustments.
Yeah, they got a
Make
squad.
your adjustments, like I said. So now it's like, okay, you got, oh, you wasn't expecting to come in and do that to you. So now you know what to expect now. So now the element of surprise is gone. So it's like, okay, make your adjustments and come out, punch him in the mouth as soon as you come out for game two. You gotta punch him in the mouth.
And you have now, and now you must win in Minnesota because you gave up game
Yep,
one.
you
Yeah.
gave up game
So
one.
now you have to steal one back in Minnesota. Yeah.
So I say Nuggets and six. That's bold, but I can't. They're the champs. They're still the
Five, four, and
champs.
seven.
So
The Timberwolves are tough. That's what I'm saying. And they
Timberwolves are tough,
and they
but
swept the Sun. Timberwolves are undefeated right now. I just realized that.
Timberwolves are tough, but they're still younger.
Yeah. And
Sometimes age can
Anthony Edwards could be the best player in the league someday, but just not yet though. Yeah. It's like, but maybe in a three, 2 or 3 years, he could be the best player on the planet. We'll see. It's like he could be. Yeah.
This is fun, Mavericks and Thunder.
Thunder Mavericks, and once again another young team. But then you got possibly another with guy who could be the best player in the league, Luka Doncic. So yeah.
Dante. You still got Kyrie.
Let's talk about Luka right
You
now
still
for
got Kyrie Irving.
and Kyrie. People forget like his wingman is Kyrie fucking Irving.
Uncle Drew. You still got Uncle Drew over
I
there.
do, yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, some give credit for that 2016 finals that we talked about
Yeah.
earlier. Like, so, 'cause like, he hit that shot. 'Cause, but the game was like it was a
Definitely.
stalemate. It was tied for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then he hit that big three
Definitely
point.
get some accolades in that. We
And that
definitely
gave him the that gave Cleveland the edge. When he hit that three with like 52 seconds left, that
do.
gave them the edge. It should hit.
Kyrie is definitely clutch. He's a clutch dude. He is. So
So this is but what I'm just gonna say about Luka is it's only been two players that have done what he's doing in this playoff. Like Luka's averaging over 30 points in the playoffs. You know who the only other player ever to do that is?
Michael Jordan.
Michael fucking Jordan. It's like, why is nobody talking about this? Like, that Luka is doing shit that only Jordan has done before. Nobody's talking about that. Yeah. Hey, like, Luka Doncic is like averaging over 30 for the players. Like, Jordan's the only other guy to do that. So, like, career 30 point game. Yeah, for the playoffs. It's like for his career. So, he's a special player. Like, I think because he's white, motherfuckers don't care like that. But yeah,
He's white
Luka.
and foreign, so that's why.
Luka,
That's
if
why.
Luka was black, people would talk about him
And
like
if you look at
they talk
Luka,
about him like
he's
they talk about LeBron if he was black, basically.
and if
Yeah.
you look at Luka, he's kind of like,
He's not really exciting like that. It's like, yeah, his
like he doesn't look super athletic on the outside. He just looks kind of, regular degular. He's like a regular degular looking dude, so it's like,
Yeah.
but dude can play. He can ball.
But who do we have in this series? That's the question. I'm gonna let you go first this time. I always go first. Ladies first. Ooh, ladies first. Ladies first. Like Moni and Queen. Let's go.
Mavs and seven. It's going to be a dog fight.
Ooh, oh, okay.
It's going to be a dog fight. Mavs and seven. Dog
I go
fight.
thunder. I'm going Thunder in seven.
Okay, dog fight. Dog fight either way. Dog fight.
I'm going Thunder. Yeah.
Because they're young. I said, so like Kyrie got the experience. He's a champion. So
Champion
Kyrie got that.
and Luka's balling out is like
So Kyrie can
but the guy,
build
like I
on.
said, I mentioned the other MVP candidate we mentioned in this bracket, SGA. Like he's like he could actually win it. It's like some are saying that Joker is gonna win again, but it's a whole like group say because they did have the number one seed out here. So yeah. So like SGA could be the MVP. SGA M for MVP is like he could win it
I
this year.
mean,
Which now the Clippers look like the biggest dummies ever and shit now. Cause that's why when they got Paul George, like guess who was part of that package? Like they traded away SGA to get Paul George to get playoff
well,
P and shit. Yeah. And now playoff P is sitting at home watching and shit.
he's fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of the guys, cause they traded like a suitcase of fucking draft picks. And SGA was part of that package that they sent to the
I
OKC.
think that a player is always like when you are traded, you do have like that ego where it's like, okay, you traded me, bet. Okay, I'm gonna
Exactly.
show y'all. Like you
Because
got that.
Kawhi, that was part of Kawhi's condition for him going to the Clippers. He's like, you got to get Paul George, otherwise I won't sign. Maybe he wanted another start. So that's why they got him, like, because they probably could have just kept the guys they had, including, like SGA and shit, and they would have been fine. Probably would have been better off, especially the way he's balling out now. Like you said, like, who knows, does SGA become the SGA he is without that trade? Because now you got a chip
Exactly.
on his shoulder. Are you going to trade me away? Okay. Now you got a chip on his shoulder. And now you're a possible MVP candidate. We got our West set. Okay, I got the Thunder and Nuggets in the Western Conference
Conference.
Finals. You got the
Mavs
Mavericks
and
and the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals.
Mavs.
Okay, East, we'll come back to this one bracket. We'll come back here. Celtics,
Yeah,
we'll
true.
start in the first round. Let's go. Celtics beat the, oh, they didn't sweep. Well, I predicted a sweep, but they beat the Heat
I predicted a sweep
five.
too.
Yeah, beat the Heat in five.
Because but then when Marcus, I talked to him, he was like, Miami is scrappy. You can't beat them. Like, but you just can't beat them. You have to,
They went to the
you're not
finals
gonna run
last
over
year.
them.
They
You're
went to
not
the
gonna run over
finals.
them.
Went to the finals last year as an eighth seed. So there's a. Hey,
You
what does
have to fight
that
them.
tell
You just can't go in and just be like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a cakewalk. It's never a cakewalk with Miami because they are feisty. Miami is feisty. He was like, they won't get swept. I thought they were going to get swept too, because Boston is just kicking ass. So,
Let's cover the other bracket before we come back here. Then your Bucks and six was wrong. It was
Bucks
six.
and
It
six
was six games, but
was
unfortunately, it was Pacers and six.
wrong.
Though
My Bucks and six was wrong. So, I mean, I'll take that on
you
the
got the
chance.
six. You got the six right. Yeah,
I got the six right.
it's the Pacers and six, though.
It's
Yeah.
always Bucks and six. You gotta go Bucks and six. I don't know.
Tyrese Halliburton is a
It's a
special player.
Midwestern.
It's like, he's like the they got a squad too.
They do.
Yeah, they got a squad too with Halliburton and company. Yeah, the Pacers,
Now,
and then Knicks got it together. I gotta clap. I gotta
we said
clap for
Knicks
them.
in seven, I think. We thought it was going to go seven. We thought this was going to go a
Yeah, I
seven game.
thought this would be the best series in the first
Yeah,
round.
me too. And it was leading up to that, but Knicks shit the bed in game five. They
Yeah,
shit the bed.
they should have closed out in five. It's
They
like
should have
they
closed
were
at
up by
five.
six for like 20 seconds, something like that.
They were up. It was 25 seconds left.
They were up by six, two possessions.
How the fuck did it go to overtime
And
and you
overtime
lost?
and lost in overtime.
How the fuck? That
Yeah.
was my question. But
Tyrese
Maxey pulled
Maxey.
up from the logo and hit it through. Maxey, when he pulled up from the logo, because I was like, oh, he gonna pull from the logo and he made that three. I was
Yeah,
like, ooh, Maxey.
Philly is not, they really not a play-in team. They're not your traditional number seven. Like, remember, Embiid was hurt for like most of the
Yeah, he
year.
was hurt. So, I mean,
They
of
should
course
be
they're
up
going
there
to
at the top, like maybe like
drop.
where Cleveland, they should be like four, like where
Like
Cleveland.
three or four, yeah,
Like
possibly.
Philly really should be up there. It's like, yeah, they
Yeah, it should
should.
be like three or four. Yeah, they
Yeah,
should
they
never
should,
go
I'll
over.
switch them in the Bucks. The Bucks probably should have been. It's like, where they, yeah, that was good. Like Philly should have been there in that bracket. Yeah, like, they should have been up. Yeah, but Embiid missed a lot of time, so that's why they were number seven in the play-in. Yeah, because of that. Yeah, but really they should be like the top of the Eastern Conference without the injuries to Embiid. Yeah, but I gotta congrats to Knicks and Jalen Brunson. Let's talk about
Jalen
him.
Brunson been
Ooh.
balling.
Jalen
He a
Brunson, no
beast.
one. I guess because it's the Knicks, but nobody's mentioning him in the MVP conversation. It's like, it's like this is the one. Like, dude, been balling, bro.
When Maxey hit the best steal shot, so I don't know if you saw it. When Maxey hit the three and he was walking back. You saw Tracy Morgan doing this.
Right, Tracy
Tracy
Morgan,
Morgan was flipping him off. You saw Ben
lifetime,
Stiller.
longtime Knicks fan, Tracy
You saw Ben
Morgan.
Stiller like this, yelling.
Oh. New York niggas are
That
the
was what made it funny. You see Fucker
New York
like this.
niggas are
You see
the
Fucker and
craziest.
Hustle Bad like this. When I
I love Knicks fans. They funny and shit.
saw that, I was like,
Knicks fans are
yeah. They
hilarious.
real fans.
They're hilarious. It's
Because
like,
real fans, like, we know we don't get down with that. Like, I mean, how many Chicago, you talk to us, we still say fuck the Pistons in Chicago. We
oh, to
still
this
say
day,
it.
man. Yeah.
Fuck the Pistons.
To
Fuck
this
them.
day.
To this day, we don't get down with them. I don't care. I could be like, yeah, y'all got a nice swap of steel. Still, I don't like y'all.
This is the 20th anniversary of the 04 Pistons. You don't see me giving them
Not
accolades.
at all. And I won't.
You
And
see
I
me
won't.
post nothing. I've seen some posts in my basketball groups I'm part of. It's like 20 years ago, like the biggest upset. Yeah, you just see me liking none
And
of those posts and say
I won't share it.
that. You see me liking
I'm
none of
not. I
those.
know it's petty, but I'm not. And they're not gonna give us accolades. They still don't. Hey, Isaiah, you still don't like Jordan.
Exactly. Yeah, I love it though. Yeah,
35 years
I
later.
like how they keep the same energy. Like Isaiah still doesn't quote call Jordan the GOAT no matter what.
35 years later, you still won't call this man the GOAT, even though he obviously is. 35 plus years
I love
later.
the energy. It's like, and Isaiah, he still says he still swears about a Jordan kept him off the dream team, which probably he did. It's, he probably said, if Isaiah's playing, I'm not playing. It's like, it's probably it's like, that's probably what happened. Like, you got to make a choice. If he's
Him
playing,
or
I'm
me?
not. And shit. Yeah.
Him? Me? Do you
Me.
really want him? Or do you really want me?
That probably really happened. It's like, what makes it even more fucked up? Because like, you know who the coach for the fucking dream team was? It was Chuck Daly, the Pistons coach. So he went to your coach and told him, "Hey, like either Isaiah
And
or
he was
me,
like,
like
hey,
which
I
one,
mean,
dog?" It's like
his hands were fire. Like, hey, I
he
mean, it's
went to
business.
your coach and shit.
It's business.
Phil Jackson was coaching, and then Jordan wasn't on the team. It's like that. He went to your coach and said, "Hey, like,
It though.
hey, man."
Big shout out to the Knicks for pulling out, because I was like, if it goes game seven, I was like,
I
Philly
said,
might
we talked about, I
get
said, out
this.
of Knicks going Nick, we said that when they lost that game five, I said they have to close out in six now. If it goes seven, even though seven would be in the garden, but anything can happen in game seven. So,
By the
like,
Warrior
it
Bulls.
has to, you have to close this out in Philly. Yeah. You know,
The
don't wait till
73 Warriors lost in seven,
exactly.
so.
And once again, they could have won game five. Like, yeah, it was a 3-1, just like that. They were up 3-1. Then when the Cavs won in five, it's like, then they came back home in Cleveland. Say, so if Warriors are going to win, they have to close out in
They have
Cleveland.
to close now.
Anything can happen in game game seven. I was like, yeah, anything can happen. Yeah.
Because why even put yourself in that position to be in an elimination when you could have closed it?
Yeah.
Why?
So, like I
But
said,
I was
Knicks
like, yeah,
go
okay,
Knicks.
the
Yeah.
Knicks. All right, Knicks.
In the second round, looking good. I had the Knicks going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I still got them going there. Yeah. So, Knicks, Pacers. Let's predict this before we hit the
Okay,
time.
Knicks and six.
I like that. Knicks and
Knicks
six.
and six.
I like it. It sounds.
Jalen Brunson been playing. I mean,
He's.
Halliburton been, but Jalen Brunson been.
Yeah.
It's like, because it seems like the whole team, it was like the whole 76ers was like on Jalen Brunson. That's how it felt like at one point in the game. It's like they were just all on him. And I'm like,
They
oh.
looking genius for that. Remember when the Knicks signed Brunson, how everybody roasted him? Because like he was with Dallas. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
So
he was in Dallas. Yeah.
they offered him that $100 million deal. Motherfuckers like for Jalen Brunson, really is like because really for yeah, now like they looking like geniuses. Now something like a bargain, that $100 million deal
He's a
was like
second
looking like a
generation
bargain.
too, right?
Huh?
Brunson is a
Yes.
second generation
Yeah,
too.
his
Yeah.
father, Rick Brunson, actually played here in Chicago. It was during the
Yeah.
crappy rebuild years. That's why nobody remembers him. It's like, but
Ten
I
four
remember
years.
Rick Brunson. It's like,
That was during that
it
era.
was during that crappy like early 2000s like era when the Bulls were
The
terrible.
Tim
It's like,
Floyd Bulls.
yeah. I was
The
like,
less said about that team, the better.
Rick Brunson was around. So I mean I probably saw him live. So me and Fees went to some of those games.
Y'all paid for games. Y'all was something else.
So
I didn't pay to go
we
in
saw
that.
Jalen
Y'all
Brunson ass
paid.
playing.
Who paid for
Yeah.
that?
Well, let's finish out the Eastern Conference first round. Game seven. Well, it'll be over by the time this podcast airs, but right now is Matt Cavaliers Magic. I'm going Cavaliers. They taking the game seven. I said, who you got?
Are they at home?
Is
Yeah.
Cleveland got home? Yeah, home court here. Yeah.
I'll say Cleveland's going to take it because I mean they're
And like
they have
Orlando, they got some players. I think Cleveland's
Orlando
got
got
a
a
better team.
squad.
It's got
They
a better
do.
team. Like I said, I
But
like
Cleveland.
Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, the Fro, the Spider, Donovan Mitchell.
Spider.
So yeah,
Donovan Mitchell,
they got a
Spider.
squad. It's like yeah,
Spider, the Spider
that
alone.
Spider. You got the Fro. You got Darius Garland. You got Evan Mobley. They got a squad. Yeah. So.
But with Cleveland, because the egg is on their face because they should have closed. But that's why I'm going with them because they're going to be at home and they should have closed at Orlando.
Yeah, they should
And
have won in game six. Yeah, they
and
should
it's
have.
always that redemption of like when you don't close, when you should have closed. And it's like, okay, now we gotta go to game seven. Okay, now we gotta come away. We're at home, we're in front of our fans. We're gonna come and we're gonna, they're gonna come, I think, out very aggressive. I think they're
Yeah.
gonna come out super aggressive.
So
But we'll see.
Cavaliers and Celtics then.
Well, it doesn't matter whoever's there with the Celtics. The Celtics is going to win.
Boston in six. I'm going Boston in six.
Celtics in five.
Oh, you got them in five. Okay. We both got the Celtics going. We
They ain't nobody
just don't
beat
know how
the
many games it's going to go. We both got them going, though. Yeah.
Celtics. Nobody's going to beat the Celtics.
No, Porzingis is hurt though, but they still got a lot of other weapons. They don't really need him. You got Jaylen Brown, you
Jaylen
got
Brown, Tatum.
Tatum, you got Jrue Holiday, you got a lot
Holiday.
of other weapons.
That was
So
a nice pick, Jrue Holiday. That was a
that was a
nice
great
pickup.
trade, yeah.
That was a
Smart.
great pickup right there.
So
Because
the
he does
but
what needs to be done. He's
the
that player who goes in and he does it. He goes and he makes things happen.
So did
He's
the
that type.
Bucks fuck up? Is like, yeah, remember they had him, yeah, and he was on that champ. They wanted Dame. I get it. It's like it's Dame, but sometimes the best player is not the best fit. Like Jrue probably
Exactly.
might have been a better fit for the Bucks than
I
Dame.
was just about to say that because if you throw a bunch of great players together, the pieces may not always fit.
And we seeing that with let's come out of this now. We seeing that with the Lakers and shit, like how the mess they put together. The bubble team, had they kept that team together, like they might have been able to do some damage, but they decide we want Westbrook. They had to like he going for like the shiny names, the big names. It's like, yeah, but he probably should have kept Kuzma and those guys. Like he probably should have kept that depth. It's like, yeah. It's like you should have kept some of those and Kadarius Caldwell-Pope, won a ring with Denver, by the way.
So they
You
want
probably should have kept those guys. It's like,
and Lakers fans still want Alex Caruso back. They still want
Alex
Caruso.
Caruso. Yeah, you should have kept those guys. Yeah.
Bobby, I applaud. Thank you for giving Caruso to us. Thank you.
Should have kept
we'll accept that gift. Thank
the
you.
Kuzmas, the KCPs of the world is like, because then, but you had to have Westbrook though. It's like, so y'all fucked up. It's like, because you wanted a name, it's like, yeah, that was all LeBron. They say, or LeGM, as they call him. That was all LeBron. You know, on oh, Darvin Ham got fired too. And
we've
now
seen
people are talking about
him
because
talking to Bus. We've seen the
LeGM, as they say.
But LeBron is pulling them strings
You know,
behind
he's
the
like,
scenes.
yeah, like, yeah, you know, y'all drafting Bronny, right? You know, he's talking to the Bus. You know, he's selling.
I know he is.
Y'all drafting Bronny, right? Because that's the only way I'm coming back. He's like, you know, he's selling.
But it's business. I get it.
Yeah. And there's like, so this is LeBron's eighth coach. People are talking about because LeBron, the coach killer, as they're calling him now. Because Darvin Ham just got fired. Because no, anytime you
I
lose,
saw
like,
that.
you got to blame somebody. It's like, so it's usually the coach first and shit.
Usually
Yeah.
the coach first, which sometimes it's not right. Because like, because personally, I'm still, because I looking at them now, it's like we should not have gotten rid of Thibodeau. Like
Absolutely not, man.
we should not. Like, why did we get rid of Thibodeau?
Especially for Fred fucking Hoiberg. Really, really? It's like, that's who you fired Tibbs for? This
And
clown? It's
here's
like,
my
yeah.
thing. I think that, and this is like, I know like people might think this is kind of bold, but I don't think it is. But I think that Hoiberg and both Donovan are college coaches.
Yeah.
I think they're better as college coaches. They're not bad coaches, but I think that NBA might be a little bit too big of a
Yeah,
stage.
those are college coaches like Hoiberg and that. But Jim Boylan, he was a bad coach.
No, yeah, Jim Boylan doesn't know. Yeah, he was bad.
Other two, yeah, put them on the college
Because
level.
they weren't bad. Like
Jim Boylan
Hoiberg
should
and
never be
Donovan are
allowed. Jim
bad.
Boylan should never be allowed to coach.
Yeah.
He should be banned from coaching for life. I'm talking about like Pee Wee basketball. Like, he should be
Was
banned
going
for
to say
life.
Jim Boylan can coach. Like if you like have at the family reunion, you like playing teams like that. He can do that. He can
How
coach
would he?
the family.
I'd want to play for the opposite team, even on a family game like that. I don't care who the opposite coach is. Like, as long as it's not him and shit.
That's the level of coaching that he
They
should be
put
in.
me on the team that Jim Boylan is not coaching. That's what
That's his talent right there, is coaching your family at a family reunion pickup game. That's what he should do. But the other two coaches weren't bad. They just aren't NBA.
Yeah.
Because it is a difference between NBA and college. It's a difference.
Yeah, a different mindset, different approach. Because college,
Which
you
is why.
typically play once a week. It's like NBA, you're playing like the four times sometimes. Like, you got a
Yeah,
lot of
82
games.
games in a season.
82 games is
And
like,
then you
yeah.
got playoffs.
Yeah. Well, the tournament is one and done. The playoffs, you got to win the best of seven. It's like, yeah, it's a different approach.
And then when you look at coaches like the great Coach K, he never went to NBA.
He had offers. I remember the Lakers made him an offer
He
once.
had offers,
And
but Coach K said no.
Phil was retiring, they the Lakers, they went after, he said, no, nah, I'm staying at Duke. I'm good. He probably thought about it. He's like, yeah, I get to coach Kobe. And he's like, ah, I think I'm gonna stay here.
Coach K was like, nope. Because I mean, that worked for him. The Duke was, and Duke still, like, I mean, if you look at Coach K, it's like he's deemed the greatest college coach.
Now you had some of those other guys that did make NBA runs and didn't work out, like John Calipari from, yeah, he went back to college because he's a college legend, but NBA he was mid and shit.
Did
It's like,
Fred go back to college?
Fred might have gone back. I think he did.
I think there is talks about they're trying to get Diamond back to college because it was like an
Yeah,
offer out there.
because he probably, I wouldn't be surprised me if they fired him after the season. He might get fired. It's like, that's why they
But
saw.
Diamond did win the two titles in Florida. He won the,
Yeah.
he did that. He won the Florida with Joakim Noah and
The
Al Horford, Big
Al
Al.
Horford,
Yeah.
yeah. I forgot. Boston got Big Al, yeah.
Yeah, Big
People are
Al.
saying Porzingis being hurt that night because like Big Al, just like you got
Big
him, like
Al, yeah.
dust him off. No, he's a little older, but yeah, dust him off, put okay, yeah.
He still
Al, you're up. It's
got
like,
some
yeah.
fire. What's
Al, you're
the
up.
it's a little snow on the roof, but it's still fire in the he
Yeah.
still got some fire. He still got it.
It probably he'll feel he'll take Porzingis' minutes now. Yeah. Big Al out there.
But I saw a thing that they're trying to, like, Rondo was trying to coach,
I
I
was
think.
gonna mention that the Lakers are looking at Rondo. He was part of the bubble title, so it makes sense. Like, yeah, Rondo would have coached them. Yeah, because Rondo got a basketball mind, like him.
He
Like,
does.
yeah, like
And he's a
Lonzo.
hell of a defender. He's a hell of a defender. He was, And Rondo got them big ass hands, but like he was just
Yeah.
like,
So I met Rondo at the Nazi when Nazi was doing his benefits. Rondo was at
Oh
Miami.
yeah.
He got them oven mitt hands and shit.
The catcher's mid hands.
I shook his hand. I was like, bro. Because Rondo looked like a regular dude. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah,
He's
he ain't
like 6 feet,
like
maybe
six,
6'1". He's
barely
like
like
regular
maybe
size.
like 180. He's like, yeah, he's not that
A
big. Like,
regular size dude.
you wouldn't even know he was an NBA player unless you know. Like, because I watched basketball, that's why I knew who he was. I
You
said,
knew who
Rondo,
Rajon
yeah, he's
Rondo
like, yeah, I knew.
he's just a regular size guy, but
Yeah. They got the big ass hands, though. That's all he's like, oh, okay, that's why.
why he could swipe the balls and swipe and get all those steals.
Deals and all of that.
I remember seeing the video of him when they were releasing the Nintendo Switch on the Best Buy for Roosevelt, when everybody was like crazy trying to get the Switch and you couldn't really get it.
I
And then
remember.
Rondo was in line. That's why he was playing with the Bulls.
That's
Did
during
I just see
the
Rondo? He posted a video and Rondo was in line. But no one, I guess, knew what he was. Like I said, he looked like a regular guy, so no one knew who he was. Like I said, if you don't watch basketball, like mom wouldn't know who he was. If she saw him walking down the street, she wouldn't know him.
And I think Rondo, to the best of my knowledge, like, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, yeah, but I think Rondo's the only player in history to win a championship with both the Lakers and the Celtics. I think he is. Yeah, because he won the 08 Celtics and then
Oh,
the
eight Celtics
bubble,
and
the
the
2020
bubble,
Lakers,
Lakers.
2020. So I think he's the only player to do that. The two winningest teams in NBA history, which are tied at 17 now, but Boston looks like they might be about to change that. They might take the sole spot as number one with number 18 this year. It's like, but I think Rondo's the only player to win championships with both teams. Like, that's pretty cool.
We still got our six. I'm just holding like this. We still got our six. We got
And
our six.
we got pushed to fourth place, by the way, because Golden State, because like when they won in 21, like
Oh
was that
yeah, Golden State
21,
got seven.
21 or two, whatever year it was, they won. They passed
Yeah, they
at
got
seven
seven
now.
now.
Because that was four, the Steph Curry era is four, and then they had three from like previous eras, like from back in the
Yeah, they got
70s and shit
seven.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So their numbers, yeah. So it's all the Warriors passed. That's okay. And the Bulls are four. The Spurs are fifth with their five with Tim
Their five
Duncan.
golden rings.
Yeah.
We still got six.
Yeah.
We got two
Bulls
hands. We still got this. We can do it with two hands.
Celtics and Lakers are both at number 17 right
Yeah, no one's catching
now. But yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Mainly because of Bill Russell and
Most of the Celtics came during the Russell
Bill
era.
Russell,
That's
and then
why people say the Lakers are the greatest franchise, because they won throughout different
there are
eras.
different eras because they
They
won with
won in the
Showtime.
Minneapolis Lakers with George Mikan, and they won with Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West in
Jerry
the
West,
70s. Showtime in the 80s with
Showtime,
Magic
yeah,
and Kareem is like, yeah. And
Kobe,
Shaq
Shaq
in
and Kobe.
2000s, yeah. And then they won with LeBron in 2020. It's like, so they do different eras, they know how
They
to
won
win.
all across the board, so.
Probably like over a dozen of the, yeah, it was at least 11 with Russell. I think it was like 13 total from that era, like that era that they
We
won
won
the
eight in
Celtics.
a row.
Yeah, they won like 13 from that era alone. And then Bird got his three, and then you got the one championship with Paul Pierce and
With
Philly.
the original big three.
Yeah.
That's why I call they were the original big three. They were, if you
Speaking
wanted
of
to.
like that team, it's like Doc Rivers the most mid coach of all time.
Well, I
He somehow, like the
mean, he's sitting at home now because
Bucks got worse when they hired him. Cause people when they got him, people were excited. Okay, now they got Doc. It's like they could have kept Adrian Griffin. Like they fired Griffin because I think because something happened with that was a Giannis move. Yeah, Giannis got his LeBron on that. Because I think Giannis, he like a little nepotism is okay. Yeah.
yeah, I had his brothers there, yep.
Yeah, Thanasis and like, and they both they suck. It's like, hey, I think Griffin wanted to cut his brother, so he got him fired. I think it was something like that's the rumor that's out there. Is that
Cut my brother, I'll cut you.
exactly? Yeah, I don't know how true it, but that's the rumor. They tried to get rid of Thanasis, and he said, "Okay, we're gonna get rid of you."
Where
It's
there's smoke.
fired. So it's probably something to that. As we shift gears away from basketball, we did a damn near whole basketball podcast.
It's basketball season because we had to start with the business.
Yeah, we're in the playoffs right now. WNBA season just started, so both Angel and Caitlin have had their debuts. So yeah, they both got their debuts.
Angel did good in her debut. I have to look at Caitlin.
They both squad. They both balled out. Yeah.
Yeah, they did well.
Yeah. You know,
Now I
that's, I
got
said,
to.
that's going to be, that might be the rivalry. That might be the Bird and Magic of the WNBA.
I want it to
All
be.
eyes are on both of them. They watch
I
all,
want it to be. I want both ladies to
all
shine.
eyes on Indiana and
I do want
Chicago
them to
right now.
shine.
They watching, yeah. They watching both teams now.
I
Yeah.
want both ladies to shine. Of course, I want Chicago to shine more, obviously, but I want both ladies to get their accolades. I want both of them to.
But I forgot to mention this last week, so I'll mention it right now. The 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced, baby. Yes. It's been announced. We announced the nominees. Now we got the finalists. Yeah.
All right, break it
Read them
down.
off. Read them
Yes.
off. Let's
Read them
start with the
off.
legend herself, Mary J. Blige. Yes. Mary's a Hall of Famer, y'all.
Go, Mary. Go, Mary.
Mary's in. Well deserved.
Go, Mary.
You
Mary.
got who I thought would have been in, but it makes like Cher, she's
Yeah, I
in.
thought Cher had been in. Because
Yeah.
Cher is a legend. She
Yeah.
is. Like.
Wonder if her she's in with Sonny. She might be in. This might be his first solo career. I
And then
wonder if her.
Cher's a vampire. She's like 80
Yeah,
years
she's got to
old.
be like 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cher is like 80, but she's a vampire.
And she still looks the same she did like in the 90s when the You Believe in Love, when, like when that was.
Love.
She still looks the
Yeah.
same like 30 years ago
She's a
for
vampire.
me.
But she says she dates younger men, so I mean
Yeah.
like so
Did her
maybe
thing.
you
She
could
was
into
the
that.
original cougar. She had four cougar became a thing. Like Cher was doing it in the 80s. She was dating.
Cher's boyfriend's younger than me.
Yeah. She was
Yeah.
dating young guys back in the 80s and shit. Dave Matthews Band is going in.
Have a good
Okay.
pick.
Foreigner. Because you wanna know what love is. I remember that. Peter Frampton. Yeah.
I thought he would have been in too.
I thought he would have been in too. Yeah.
It's like he made auto-tune, like that was like a
Yeah,
thing.
he's the like him and like Roger,
Roger
they had
Troutman.
that early auto-tune
They're
era.
like the godfathers of
Yeah,
auto-tune.
early auto-tune era, yeah.
I know Peter Frampton because he was on The Simpsons with
That's cool.
the
That's
pig.
cool.
That's why I know him, because of The Simpsons.
And here's one I really thought should have been in a long time ago. Cool in the Gang. Man, I thought they'd been
I
in.
was shocked. I was like, why?
They've been around since the 70s. Like, yeah, back
Because
Robert, yeah.
too
That's
hot
more. That's
right
the
here.
Cool and the Gang. I know more the '80s version,
Going
but back in the
to
'70s when they were just
the
instrumental, like Summer Madness and all of that, it's like they've been around since the fucking '70s. I thought Cool and the
I
Gang, but
know cool too hot.
I know, yeah, like Celebration and Too Hot,
Celebration.
Ladies Night. Like I know their '80s stuff,
Yeah,
like
like we grew up during
Ladies
the
Night.
80s, so. And
Yeah, we know
sometimes it's
that.
oh, I said the
Yeah,
wrong
and
one.
Joanna, we know Joanna. We were.
I
That's
love.
the Cool in the Gang we grew up with. It's like the
Yeah.
80s Cool in the Gang. Yeah.
80s cool in the game. So even still, even if we just look at the 80s, that's over
We just
40 years
count that
ago.
portion of their
That's over
era. Like
40.
that's when they had most of their hits, is like, but they've been around before
As
that.
a little girl, I remember that. Like I was like three listening to that. I remember their songs,
Cool in the
so
Gang, yeah. We grew
yeah.
up on them, yeah. Yeah, they had some
And I
good.
did.
What's the name, like Marcus Chapman, like my favorite music historian in a way. He pointed out that Robert Cool Bell is the last original member that's still living. Yeah. So at least he gets to go in, like,
At
yeah.
least he gets to like get the flowers,
Yeah,
you
he's his
know.
flowers. See, I remember the era with JT. That's like the one that the 80s. That's the one we know. That's he was the lead singer in the 80s. That's the era I know mostly from Cool in the Gang. But before that, they were mostly instrumental in the 70s, yeah. And with Brian Hughes, the bass player of Cool was like the bass player, yeah. So, and he's still here, so he gets to go in. That's dope.
Nice.
My namesake, Ozzy Osbourne. Now, how the fuck is Ozzy just getting
Hey.
in now? How the fuck is Ozzy just getting in now? It's like Black Sabbath and shit. Like they
Black
were,
Sabbath, yeah.
come on, Ozzy's just
Is it
getting
because he
in.
bit the head off the bat and they were saying Peter was mad? Is that what it
Oh yeah,
was?
Peter, like yeah.
Peter blocked it.
Ozzy,
I'm just making up shit.
how's
No,
Ozzy just getting in now?
don't cover me. I'm just making that up.
Or maybe they didn't like his reality show, the
Mother.
Osbournes. And of course, last but certainly not fucking least, is like, yeah.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
I gotta do it
Boom,
right. Yeah,
boom, boom.
I gotta do it right. Yeah,
Boom,
like
boom.
the tour guy says on Midnight Marauders. Q-Tip, Fife Dawg, Ali, Shahi, Muhammad, and maybe Jarobi. A Tribe Called Quest. I don't know if he gets in, but the other three definitely get in. Oh yeah, Q-Tip, the late Fife Dawg, and Ali Shaheed are definitely in. Jarobi was only on the first album, so I don't know
And
if he.
now they can say we on a war tour. You in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a huge
Went
that's
to
a
Carvel
flex.
to get a milkshake. My favorite album of all time is
Flex.
Midnight Marauders. I still break it out. I'm probably gonna listen to it today now.
I still love a war tour. Like when I hear that when it came on what was it? Was it Fly or like
Sirius XM
Rock
Fly.
the Rails? It was one of the serious channels. And like as soon as I heard it, I cranked it up. I was in riding my car, like, yeah, riding it, like, whoo. Yeah.
Fucking awesome. Like, so I used to watch these guys on UMTV Raps back in there. Now they Hall of Famers. That's pretty fucking
As
amazing.
they said, as Biggie said, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Exactly. Got to meet Tribe at the Rock the Bell show in Chicago. Well, not Chicago, the Tinley Park, but in Chicago. They did the show there at the Tinley, the
Not Chicago.
I think the same place you went and saw
The Tweeter
Janet.
Center.
The same place you saw Janet at, I
Oh
believe.
yeah, the Tinley Park Convention. Yeah, Tinley
It was
Convention.
the Tweeter
It
Center.
was a
It's
Tweeter Center
they
back in
keep
the day,
changing
but
the name of that place, but
yeah, you know it. They changed the
that
name.
yeah, that I went out the Tribe there. I had all access, yeah. Because shout out Feast was there, like with his homie Jamal. It's like shout out Jamal. And Feast said got he had I guess he slipped somebody like to we got upgraded so, like from the people had the lawn passes.
Lawn
I guess they
passes.
bribed somebody to get in the pavilion. And I was like, I said, oh, I'm backstage. So
Yeah, that's a flex.
that ended that. Like, oh, never mind. He's like, yeah, just slip so and so. Yeah, just give him like, yeah. And then they to 20, and they let us in. It's like I was like, well, I'm backstage because I had my all access pass.
Well, I wasn't best. I was in the suite though where I saw Janet Jackson. I was in the suite watching Janet. I was like, no, I'm not doing the lawn seats. I'm not doing that.
I was backstage. And then Tribe was headlining, so when they got there, I was like, okay, mission accomplished. People know that's my favorite group, so got to meet the fellas. Yeah. And
Yeah.
actually got changed numbers, got Fife's number, which is like that's a highlight of my weeks. So, I still got Fife's cell number now. I still
Yeah,
got the
it's
late
highest
Fife.
personal sale.
Yep. So
Dumb.
that was a pretty cool moment. Yeah. We got Fife's number. Yeah. So that's your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 class right there. But you want to talk about who didn't get in? Well, this list might be just as impressive. The ones
Oh.
who didn't get in. Here's the names that got left off. Eric B. and Rakim. Yeah.
Oh,
They missed out. Yeah.
thinking about my
Mariah Carey. That was the exam reaction I had. Yeah. Mariah didn't make it in.
you got me feeling
Jane's Addiction, not really familiar with them.
emotion. What? I know of them.
Sade.
Smooth
Yeah.
operator.
So I'm saying the people who didn't get in might be more impressive than the ones who did get in. Sade didn't get in.
Face because Mariah and Sade is like
And Eric B. and Rakim.
Arabic.
Rakim is not in. It's like,
Oh, I said thinking
thinking
of
of
a
a
master
master
plan,
plan, baby.
say nothing but sweat inside my hand. Like that didn't get in.
The late Sinead O'Connor, probably because he like tore the picture of the Pope up this one. But
Wait.
nowadays, like, yeah, well, we know about the Catholic Church, like people would probably cheer her now if she did it. So she would get cheered now that Oasis. And finally, Lenny Kravitz. So that's the name. So I was like, this which list is more impressive, the ones who got in and the ones who didn't get in? And like,
I said
that's
the
a
ones
whole
who did.
class right there, just
That's a
the ones
whole
who didn't
class
get
in
in.
itself.
It's like nominate all
So
of them again.
Lenny did get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He
That's
recently
good.
got hit because his daughter was talking about him because she said he still wears the same mesh shirt all the time. He doesn't wear a mesh shirt.
Thought I was Zoe.
She made fun of her dad. You know it's love when your kids can make fun of you.
But yeah. Very interesting. I'm happy that Tribe and Mary and Kool and the Gang and some of the others, but I was like Sade, Eric B. and Rakim, Mariah. That's
Mariah.
pretty. Wow.
Sade is like my top of the list.
Yeah, it's either Sade or Rakim with me. So, yeah, so.
Sade is my one for me. And I say, Mariah,
It's about faith. Come on,
gotta
Mariah.
have Mimi. Come on. I'll put Mimi in.
It's about, yeah, Sade should have got in, though, yeah. Which I still, like, I missed out on. I mean, Sade was here to do a 2012 show, 2011 shows, whatever year those were. I had tickets. Like, I had the
You
boy at
can
Will
check your
call,
email.
didn't check my email.
And check your email.
Had a pair of tickets at Will call, and yeah, that's why. Yeah, moral of that story, check your email,
Check your email.
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, because you might miss out on seeing Sade, who hasn't been on tour since that, to the best of my knowledge. Sade might be done, she might be retired, but she hasn't had a tour since that. So, yeah, so let's wrap this shit up. Not another
Okay.
damn podcast. Had to talk about that because I meant to, we ran out of time last week, so I said, let me get it before I miss it again and shit. I wanted to give Tribe their flowers. He got to and shit, yeah, because they ended the Hall of Fame
I'm gonna listen
now.
to some Tribe. I think I might listen to some in a minute.
Definitely listening, yeah. We definitely appreciate you supporting us, episode 361. Go ahead and give us a like to show us further support. Also, subscribe, share, rate, review all your platforms. Talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, iHeart, TLC Talk Radio, YouTube, and your Amazon Alexa devices. Also, follow me at Ozman the Wizard on Instagram, TikTok, and X, Oz Radio on Snapchat and Facebook as well.
And you can check me, IMSIMA8626 on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Also, STRAGALLEY1 on X, STRAGALLEY7 on Instagram. Also, please like the Straight Gully Facebook fan page. Check out straightgully.com for your blogs and your vlogs.
Hey, I'm Ozman the Wizard.
And Naima.
We'll talk to you later. I'm gone.